Chapter 1. One of the best things in life. Warm chocolate chip cupcakes. Dana Sweet. Cozy Cupcakes Cafe, quote of the day. Oh, there you are. Madge Kimball, the producer of the annual chocolate bake-off competition, said, as she sauntered over to Dana's table in the studio, stepping over cables on the floor. Mmm, your chocolate chip cupcakes smell delicious, she continued. She inhaled a deep breath and took in the sweet aroma of rich chocolate, vanilla, and cinnamon that permeated the air. The producers were about to film Dana's segment for the show that would be aired in the fall as a reality series. Four other bakers had already filmed their segments. Each contestant was a popular cafe owner in their small town. Dana was proud to represent Berry Cove in the annual reality competition. Thanks, Dana said. Her belly did a gymnastic flip as her nerves knotted up. You're not nervous, are you? She asked, holding a brown clipboard to her chest, as if she could read Dana's mind. Or body language. Dana's heartbeat pounded like a bass drum in her throat. Sweat beaded on her forehead. Of course not. Good. Madge looked concerned. We're going to be filming your part in a little while. Just wanted to check on a few things. Katie stood by the far side a few feet away, giving Dana an encouraging thumbs up. Dana gave her an appreciative smile, albeit a nervous one. She tried to swallow the lump in her throat, but it just wouldn't go down. Dang these nerves of hers. She was grateful to have her cousin there for support. Dana glanced around. The studio was busy as sin. There were people everywhere, and yet when her segment was done, viewers would think that she was alone in the kitchen. She never realized how many people were on camera sets working behind the scenes to make things go smoothly. There were people in dark clothing standing behind tall cameras on dollies, and people operating the studio lights, people with clipboards walking back and forth with headsets with microphones secured on their heads. Dana had already been given her microphone by the sound crew that was attached to her apron. She'd been used to the tall glass buildings in New York's business district when she worked in a prestigious ad agency. She even felt cozy in the little Victorian her grandmother left to her in the will, along with the Cozy Cupcakes Cafe. She loved spending time in the kitchen at the cafe with the scent of cake mixture, vanilla, sugar, and creamy butter batter, and the scrumptious taste of freshly baked vanilla-based cupcakes topped with dreamy whipped frosting in various flavors. She loved the scent and taste of the freshly brewed coffee and the sounds of chatter and cutlery scraping plates in the cafe's dining room. That felt like home to her. But this? Being in a studio filming a segment for a reality baking competition was nothing like being at the cafe. Or anything she was used to. This was a different slice of cake altogether. The glaring studio lights made her skin perspire. The daunting experience of having huge television studio cameras focused on her was overwhelming. The makeup artist Flora kept dabbing Dana's face to take off the moisture. Flora wore a makeup artist apron, black bag tied around her waist, with a variety of different makeup brushes, blushers, cosmetics, nail files, eyebrow scissors, and fingernail clippers. Talk about being well prepared. Flora continued to fuss around Dana, fixing up her hair. Do you really use everything in your apron on the set? Dana asked Flora. Oh, these? Flora pointed to her gear. I use different brushes for different things. These are for touch-ups. She pulled out a few items. Blusher brushes, airbrushers, lip brushes. Tweezers? Scissors? Why the tiny scissors? It helps give people a nice polished look on their eyebrows. We use it with the eyebrow brush to shape and trim. Really? Yes, really. Cool. Your eyebrows look just fine, so don't worry. Flora smiled. Thanks. As I said before, Madge continued the conversation while Flora continued with Dana. You already have the luscious cupcakes in the oven. The timer will go off soon, and you'll have 5 minutes tops to prep your ingredients so the viewers can see what you did to make those lovely cupcakes of yours. Then they'll see the finished product. We're just going to film you whipping up your magical ingredients. Then you'll look into the camera and tell everyone what you're doing as you